Yeah, no, everyone in the district's starting to get itchy feet, ready to go.
So you've been reaping peas. How's it been looking out there?
Yeah, no, they're quite good, actually, for the amount of rain that they had. Yeah, no, they're probably some of the best peas that we've reaped. So yield-wise, yeah, very good.
You had a bit of frost, or maybe a lot of frost. How bad was the frost event that you saw this year?
Yeah, well, like I said, Grandpop come down here in about 1936 or 38, and it's the first one that we've ever had through here as, on a magnitude of like it was. But it's unknown. Some of the paddocks are pretty bad in areas, and some are reasonable. So you're just going to have to put the header over it and just see what happens.
But how many hectares do you think were frosted? Was it the wheat crop as well?
Yeah, mainly wheat. Yeah, and a little bit of damage to the barley as well. But I'd think there'd probably be better part of 500 acres that's been affected some. To some degree, anyhow.
And you won't really know how badly affected until you harvest it?
No, the full extent of it's not going to be known until we finish reaping the paddock.
The other challenge as well that was thrown your way, of course, was the fire and the flood at the start of the year, and even if you look behind us towards the hills here, it is still black. The fire didn't burn the paddocks, but you were telling me the flood that came after, though, gave you a bit of grief. What sort of impact did that have?
Oh, it's just put gutters into paddocks that weren't there before, and it's just dumped a whole heap of rubbish in the paddocks. We had to change our cropping rotations around places where we were going to put peas. We couldn't, so yeah, it's made a fair mess. It's took miles of fences out that I don't know. I don't think they're ever going to be replaced. So, but no, it's just made a real mess of everything.
Why are you such an early region?
Oh, it's just, one thing, we're supposed to be frost free. So we can get away with sort of sowing pretty early. And plus, living between the sea and the Flinders Ranges, we get a lot of gully winds. So our nighttime temperatures here can be just about the same as our daytime. So you don't get that cooling effect over the night to sort of for the plant to recover. So it tends to go off a lot quicker.
The landscape is quickly turning gold right around Port Pirie. Philip Johns farms at Port Pirie East, and he says he's often competing with Ian Mudge to be the first farmer to get going at harvest. And while Ian may have beat him by a day or two this year, Philip says he isn't far behind.
We'll start within a day or so. The early barley's ripe, ready to go, so we should be able to kick away before the weekend.
And your place is on the road to Port Broughton, just off the bitumen here. So where are the paddocks that are ready to go?
Our earlier paddocks are at the back of the Port Pirie Aerodrome. We've got land that joins there, and we sowed that on about the 15th of April, so it's pretty well ready.
And how's it looking?
The real early barley crops are very good. The later ones aren't quite up to scratch, but the wheat's pretty good. So all in all, it should be a good average season.
And what do you reap in an average year?
Oh, we usually reap around about 2.5 tonnes a hectare of barley and 2 to 2.2 tonne of wheat.
And so you think you'll be pretty much on that this year then?
The barley might be down a touch, but I think the wheat might be a little bit better.
How's the year been for you?
Well, it started off very well. We had a lot of rain by the end of May. We'd had, 9.5 inches basically at the end of May. But since the end of May, we've only managed to scrape together about 3. So it's been fairly dry from then on.
Are you happy that you're starting harvest now and not a later region that still has to, wait another 4 weeks or so for a rain that might not come?
Well, yes, if we were sitting waiting for rain, I think I'd be starting to get a bit panicky, but seeing we're so far advanced, it's a bit of an advantage.
Second to 3rd of October is pretty early by South Australian standards to get into harvest. Is this a sort of average time for you?
Oh, no, this will be the earliest we've ever started. Last year was the earliest we'd ever started on the 8th of October, so we're steadily working forward a week at a time. Normally we start in the third or fourth week in October we'd normally start.
Why do you think you're so early this year?
Oh, it's just because it was such early rains, and we started sowing on the 15th of April, which is probably 10 days earlier than we'd ever started before.